InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, January 10th, 2014. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and here's a look at tonight's top stories.
Tonight, politicians punish their opponents with our public resources. Are biometrics becoming the new hot item in consumer products? And we check in with the crew on the West Coast as they search for answers in the spiking radiation levels. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Cruz calls President dangerous and terrifying. You see, people say, oh, don't use flowery, dark rhetoric, tyrannical rhetoric. You know, everybody does that to demonize politicians. No, when the shoe fits, when it's true, it's true. And we've all, even myself, gotten comfortable living in the beginnings of serious tyranny. And we need to struggle and freak out. And we need to call the president out. And let me just tell you something. This is the type of stuff they blow your airplane up over. When you're a leader and well-spoken and intellectual, the establishment, I can guarantee you, is scared of Ted Cruz. Cruz calls president dangerous and terrifying. We have to have leadership that will call it like it is. Let me tell you something. You have to have no dirt on you, and you've got to have huevos the size of watermelons to do that in his leadership role from a credible position. This is the kind of person they fear, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Cruz, look at him. We need mayors. We need police chiefs. We need grand jury heads. We need people that are in leadership positions, preachers that are listening right now who are afraid to lose their 501c3. You don't need a 501c3, idiot. You have the First Amendment. You're not a government institution. We need you to stop sitting there claiming you're just trying to save souls all day. You're going to save souls by exposing the huge demonic system around people, not sitting up there acting authoritative and acting like a father figure to your so-called flock. You preachers need to speak out against what's going on. We need men and women to call the system out, to tell it like it is now. And that's really the epiphany.
And Alex Jones is absolutely right. If the shoe fits, wear it. It's time to start calling it like it is. Just like Senator Ted Cruz, Obama is terrifying and he is dangerous. Obama has broken laws. He supports the unconstitutional NSA. He brags about killing people with drones. He outright lies to the American people and then he blames them for being stupid and misunderstanding his lies. He is absolutely dangerous, and his hubris is what is so dangerous. He has a serious lack of irony. And what has the man done for this country? He doesn't care about us. He has wrecked our economy. 74,000 jobs were created in December, much below the 200,000 that analysts had expected. Labor participation is at a 35-year low, and the drop in the unemployment rate that they're talking about, it's just a result of many Americans who have given up looking for work altogether. Meanwhile, this from a president who gave his weekly address from his Hawaiian vacation. In that address, he blamed the Republicans for going home for the holidays rather than voting to extend those jobless benefits. I mean, serious lack of irony, not to mention the fact that the Democrats went home as well. But it's not the president's job to bring the country together. It's just his job to continue to play this left-right paradigm and divide us even further. And his signature achievement, while he's been in office, it's only going to further derail our economy. According to the Richmond Federal Reserve president, Jeffrey Lacker, he told Reuters today that, "I think the Affordable Care Act is something that we are watching very closely because it's something that could well have a substantial economic impact." And he added that he expects a lot of turmoil in the healthcare industry. Now, some analysts have warned that Obamacare represents a neutron bomb that will decimate the U.S. economy. So what does that mean? It means that the Fed is going to just continue to crank up the printing press in order to prolong this illusion of economic recovery. It's insane there. There is no sense of reality there in D.C. And so Cruz is absolutely right to call it like it is. Obama is dangerous. He is a terrifying man, and he is a bully. much like Governor Christie, he says, I'm not a bully, you know, but these are the people that we have elected to represent us, or at least there's the illusion that we've elected them to represent us. I'm sure that that whole democratic system is rigged. But do you think that Governor Christie is going to be any different if he is given the most powerful seat in America? Now, he's on the apology campaign currently, and he's saying he's not a bully. He didn't know that his top aides shut down a New Jersey bridge for 4 days that some 300,000 people used to get to New York. Now, some are saying that his scandal has shut the door to the White House. Jay Leno, however, has said that Christie denying everything makes him look even more presidential. And clearly that's what Obama's entire administration has been really good at, denying things, changing the story, or pleading the fifth when their lies finally catch up with them. And we just continue to sit here and watch all of this tyranny rain down on us. It is absolutely time for us to call these people out like it is. And breaking here at Infowars.com, we are going to call out Christie right now because we have exclusive footage of him calling for that bridge to be shut down.
But I don't want any of you to confuse what I'm saying this morning. Ultimately, I am responsible. But I also know that I have a job to do. And it's the job that I've asked the people of New Jersey to entrust me with. And I can never allow personal feelings to get in the way of doing my job the way it's appropriate to do it.
My plan!
He really does look like that guy, like a little troll that lives under the bridge. Well, the Wall Street Journal says that compared to using the IRS to target political opponents like the Obama administration did, compared to that, this whole Bridgegate thing and closing traffic lanes for 4 days is jaywalking. But it's still something to think about when considering Christie for a presidential run. He either clearly can't control his staff, which in turn means can he control the country, or he just doesn't mind playing dirty games in order to get his way. And we don't need anyone else like that in office because we've already seen how that goes. Man, shutting down a bridge is just one of the powerful things presidents have at their disposal to intimidate people into compliance. They've got the IRS, the NSA, and the TSA. And now a Russian celebrity claims that she was stripped naked by the TSA at Miami International Airport. She got to experience our tyranny firsthand. She says that after TSA workers wrongly detected explosives on her fingers, the 32-year-old television presenter says a large black woman performed a pervy strip search on her, which she regarded as a sexual act. Now, Sobchak said that she had a spa massage with jojoba oil mixed with glycerin before boarding her flight that might have triggered the airport's security equipment. She said she was told that this sort of thing happens 2 or 3 times a day at the airport. So can you believe it? They are strip searching people at the Miami airport several times a day. Remind me not to fly in or out of that place. So here we see the TSA's invasive security procedures getting way out of hand, as if them sticking their gropey hands down your pants wasn't enough. Then we find out they're criminals and pedophiles. And that's why we have had enough here at Infowars.com we've launched our latest film contest. It's closed now. We'll be announcing the winner soon. But here is one of those submissions in bed with the NSA.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. It's Tim calling from the NSA.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Well, I was assigned to your webcam feed tonight, and I noticed you're having a little bit of trouble getting things going in the old bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, your neighbor Paul down the street was having the same problem a couple of months ago with his wife. He runs out and buys that new Kama Sutra book, and let me tell you, things are getting hot. His wife's absolutely loving it, and they're already on position 23.
Really?
Yeah. And let's face it, your wife's a pretty adventurous woman herself. I mean, she had no trouble a couple of weeks ago trying a few things on her own when you were out of town, eh? I mean, look, we gotta factor you back into the equation. Really get you back into the game.
That sounds great to me, man. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate this. I'm going to try that.
I know you will, John. Go get him, champ!
And again, we will be announcing the winner to that contest soon. Now, a federal disaster has been declared for West Virginia after Thursday's chemical spill shut down most of the state capital, putting 300,000 residents at risk. Now, the extent of the danger remains unclear, but schools and restaurants have been shut down and most grocery stores have run out of bottled water. The townspeople said that a licorice-like smell enveloped parts of the city after a spill from Freedom Industries hit the river and a nearby treatment plant. Now, the chemical was a foaming agent used in the coal preparation process. Now, officials are still testing the water to find out if it is safe, but said that the chemical in its strongest form isn't lethal. But now, the danger with this chemical spill is very obvious because everyone can smell it in the air, much like with the trains that derailed in North Dakota that sent the huge fire plumes into the sky. Everyone could say, look how toxic coal is. And it's beautiful for the mainstream media because it really helps them ratchet up the war on coal because everyone can see it. But then when we have the nuclear reactor leaks like we did in North and South Carolina, or like the train that derailed in a Paris suburb that leaked a little nuclear waste, immediately the authorities said, everything's fine. There's nothing to worry about. It was just a little leak. We checked it out. It's fine. It barely gets a paragraph mentioned in the New York Times or the like. No one questions the safety of these nuclear facilities. And as we have proven with our reporters that have gone out on the West Coast and found spikes in radiation, they're clearly not doing any testing, because if they were in fact doing testing, they wouldn't just declare that everything's okay. They found radioactive snow all the way in St. Louis. So now Ja'Cari Jackson is going to be joining me later in the show. He'll be calling in from the West Coast. I believe they're in Oregon now. And he's going to give us some updates on those spikes in radiation that they have discovered. But while the authorities in West Virginia are working around the clock to try and get those dangerous chemicals out of their water, two heroes here in Austin have been on a near two-week hunger strike, protesting the fact that the city of Austin is deliberately putting poison in our tap water. I'm out here in front of Austin City Hall, where our heroes, Jason and Nicholas, are in their 12th day of a hunger strike. The Austin Fluoride Hunger Strike is protesting the fact that the city of Austin is putting hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. So I'm going to go ahead and get an update from the guys, as well as going around and seeing what do people here in Austin know about fluoride. How are you feeling?
Today we're feeling rejuvenated. We have had some setbacks the past few days that have discouraged us, but we continue to stay focused on the cause.
What was your first thought when you were basically threatened for exercising your First Amendment right?
I've had my own run-ins with the law, so I don't really take my freedom being threatened lightly. You know, you're at that point where you either have to stand up for your rights and your freedoms literally are threatened, or you have to cower. We're just trying to stand up and do the right thing as best we can, as responsible as we can.
What do you guys know about fluoride?
I know if it's the right dose, it's good. If it's not, then it's bad.
It's detrimental to human health.
City employee, so I don't care to comment.
What the city of Austin is putting in our water is hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is a waste byproduct of phosphate fertilizer plants. Can you just kind of read this warning label? Kind of read it out loud. Tell me what you see.
Avoid contact with skin and eyes, mouth and clothing. Avoid breathing fumes or vapor. Do not take internally.
So does it concern you that something that has a warning label like this with danger and poison and skull and bones is
water,
that we pay $800,000, taxpayer dollars annually, to put it in our water supply?
Absolutely, yeah. That's alarming.
So have you had any progress with the city council?
No, there's a councilman that has open office hours today at 2 o'clock. So after this, I'm going to run in there and have a conversation with him.
When questions come up related to public health, I may have my own opinions just based on gut reaction things, but and so you're having to make some kind of medical judgment about who's right and who's wrong. Dr. Wong and others on our staff, and they in turn have looked into things that have been brought to their attention, and they have, as you know, they have advised us that they at this point they do still see our current fluoridation practice as being consistent with guidance of the medical community across the country.
You have no problem with your children drinking fluoridated water if it, the Harvard study that just came out shows that it lowers IQ points.
I looked at the Harvard study and I did not saying it be as with the kind of definitive conclusions that I've heard attributed to it. I would very much be interested in seeing some definitive statement in a Harvard study or any other study saying that that the levels of fluoride that we have in our water locally cause IQ issues for children. I have looked for that, and a number of people mentioned the Harvard study, and that's why I went and looked at it. And when I looked at the study, I did not find a definitive conclusion on that. Now, if you can provide me something that is definitive.
Why do you think there's just such confusion about fluoride?
I'm not sure. It doesn't seem to be very confusing at all. Like I said, from the beginning, you're taught that it's poison, that you are not to ingest it. You are to spit it out when you brush your teeth. So, I can only, think of conspiracy type reasons of why they're giving it to us. It lowers our IQ. It makes us dumber. Makes us more like sheep. That's the only reasons I can think of why it's in our water.
Now check back with Infowars.com because we'll have more on the hunger strike as it breaks. Now stick around because coming up, I'm going to tell you about a new creepy stalker app that is coming to a subway platform near you.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Well, I'm sure by now you've heard of iPhone's fingerprint sensors, but now Samsung has joined the race to see who can collect our biometric data faster. The Samsung Galaxy S5 may include eye-scanning iris recognition technology. The executive VP of Samsung's mobile arm said, "Many people are fanatical about the iris scanning software." Who is she talking about? The people at the NSA and other corporations who want to profit off of us? And even if you decide to opt out of this frighteningly intrusive technology, be aware there is a new cyberstalking tool that is about to hit the marketplace. It's going to allow creepers to take your snapshot, and then they can scan the web to get a detailed dossier on you, and it's all backed up by a private browser.
What part of invasion of privacy does the tech industry not understand? Apparently, any invasion of privacy is fair game. As creepy as it sounds, your face will reveal all kinds of information regarding your address, family, and any other public info you may have put on a social network. Want to rape that woman you saw on the subway? There's an app for that. CNET reports. Facial recognition app matches strangers to online profiles. An upcoming app for Android, iOS, and Google Glass called NameTag will allow you to photograph strangers and find out who they are, complete with social networking and online dating profiles. Of course, they make it out to be a wonderful benefit for all those lonely hearts out there, but maybe that woman is your wife or your daughter. Do you really want random strangers researching their lives? Another up-and-coming technology is iris recognition, an automated method of biometric identification that uses mathematical pattern recognition techniques on video images of the irides of an individual's eyes. The Samsung S5 is boasting this technology that leads us down the slippery slope towards a one-world currency and a global identification database. While you're at it, why not get Junior a tracking device of their very own? The New York Times reports that a new device called Philip will allow you to track your child and call them if need be. What appears to be a relief to parents raises even more concerns on who is tracking who. You may have just put a device on a child that allows your local hacker sex offender to know their location as well. And if that isn't enough to keep you like a rat in a cage, Business Insider reports that drones with facial recognition technology will end anonymity everywhere.
All right, well, coming up, I'm going to have an interview with Jakari Jackson. He is checking in from the West Coast.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Come. Well, if you listen to the mainstream media or government authorities, they insist there is nothing for us to be worried about regarding the radiation from Fukushima. But we sent a crew out earlier this week, and their reports have been showing us an entirely different story. Ja'Kari Jackson recorded really high spikes in radiation levels on the San Francisco beach, as well as they've continued to travel up the coast, and they're still above normal levels of radiation there. And, of course, we're the only ones that are going out to report this for you, and this is probably the only place that you're going to hear about the spikes in radiation. So joining me from Eugene, Oregon, is Ja'Kari Jackson. Well, Ja'Kari, thank you so much for calling in. Now, you guys have come across some really dangerous levels of radiation out there. Haven't you been concerned about your safety?
Oh, yes, definitely. When we first got out here, we didn't know what to expect. We went to Surfers Beach, which is just a little bit southwest of San Francisco, where the viral YouTube video was shot by a citizen journalist. Now, he found excessive levels of radiation. Also, various health professionals, Geiger counter makers themselves found excessive levels. And when we went out there with our Geiger counter, we found excessive levels of radiation over 10 times what is considered normal for that particular location. And we were out there talking to the various people. Some people were aware of this. Some people weren't. There's many types of speculation. Was it from Fukushima? Was it various other things? One of the ladies told us that there was some toxic waste dumped out there years back. She thinks those barrels have gotten loose, and that may be one of the things driving it. Whatever it is, it's very serious radiation in that level. Now, as we've been traveling, we've been finding less levels of radiation, nothing near as high as what we found at Surfers Beach, but there is still a health concern in that particular area, and that's why we'll be going back there in the next few days in that, that same region.
Right, and that's very interesting because all of the charts that showed the plume, the toxic plume, it said it's going to be kind of coming from the north down to the southern their area on the west coast, but you're actually finding that it's the radiation levels are decreasing as you go farther north?
Yes, more north we go, we find not high levels of radiation, still maybe in excess of what's considered normal. We're using the Geiger counter and the CPMs, the counts per minute. Now in Surfers Beach, where the high levels of radiation were, when we found them, about 372, they say the norm for that area is about 30. So from 30 being the normal to what we found, 372, 374, that's a very high reading. Now as we've been going more north, we've been finding readings between 50, 60, 40 in some cases, just a period of differs place to place, but we haven't found anything as high as we found down south in California.
Right. And of course, like as you mentioned before, 30 is normal. Have you guys gone to any fish markets? Have you tried testing out any food that you've, any sushi?
Yes, we have various readings. Nothing alarming, which is very good for the locals and the various people we talked to. But we tested tuna. We tested sea crabs. Now, one of the things we've been encountering is the lack of bluefin tuna. And one of the shop owners we talked to while we were still in California said he doesn't carry bluefin tuna because it carries high levels of radiation, and he was aware of this as a shop owner, so he doesn't carry it. So it's good to see that people know about this, they're aware of this, and they're taking steps. Even the fisherman we talked to today, not too long ago, a little bit south of here, he was telling us that he's aware of these things and he doesn't want to capture those kinds of fish and definitely not sell those to his customers.
Right, and you actually ran into some fishermen who I think they'd been there like 40 years and said that they actually saw some glowing jellyfish.
Yeah, we talked to several of the various fishermen. They're at Fisherman's Bay south of here. We're in Eugene, Oregon, the home of the University of Oregon. We are south of here today. And we talked to various fishermen in that area at Fisherman's Bay. And they told us they had seen some strange anomalies. One gentleman told us that he saw some Fukushima debris come over here, some debris from Japan. And I asked the gentleman, how do you know that this is from Japan? He says it has Japanese writing. We also talked to fishermen. They said they've been catching jellyfish, which to them looks strange. They say the guys we talked to have been fishing for 9 years, 4 years respectively, and also other people who saw other anomalies, such as a gentleman we saw on a beach there at Fisherman's Bay. He said that he was walking the coastline, as he does every morning, a few months back, and he saw, I guess you'd call it, disintegrating starfish. And I asked the gentleman how recent ago it was. He said he gave him the time a while ago. He says he hadn't seen that recently, but people are seeing the effects of these things, not just this, but the conjoined great whales and also the cancerous bald eagles as far as Utah.
Wow. Well, you guys are definitely on a whirlwind road trip right now to find these spikes in radiation. No one else is reporting on this. No one else in the media, no authorities are out there. Where are you guys headed next?
Next, we're going to go to Portland. We'll do some checkings there. We'll go to the Columbia River, which is one of the most polluted rivers in North America. And then we're going to go back south to California. We'll go to McClellan Air Force Base and also some other areas before we go to our final destination, San Diego, then come back to Austin, Texas.
Well, you guys be safe out there. We're definitely very thankful that you're out there doing this real news to let people know the dangers that are out there. But, of course, you guys, please be safe.
We will be safe. We definitely want to expose this. And as we talked to the gentleman we spoke to today, Tyler, live on the Alex Jones radio show, he's thankful that we're covering this because, like you said, you can't get this news anyplace else.
All right. Well, thank you, Jakari.
All right. Thanks, Leanne.
All right. Well, that's our crew out there getting the real news for you. And it looks like we're going to have to hope that Obamacare covers all of the radiation cases that are probably going to be cropping up all along the West Coast here in the future. Now, if you want to continue to get more truthful news like Jakari Jackson's reports there from the West Coast, please go to Prison Planet TV and become a subscriber. We've got tons of reports, the nightly news. You can get the Alex Jones Show live, movies, rants, the books. And we are still running that special where if you sign up for an annual subscription, you can get 5 months free. And as always, you can share your username and password with up to 11 people at the same time. So that's pretty awesome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you here Monday, 7 p.m. Central. Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.